For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I was 10 years old when it happened, and it's a night I'll never forget. My parents had rushed to the hospital around midnight. My mom was in labor, and it was time for my little sister to be born. I remember the excitement and nervousness in the air as they scrambled to gather everything they needed. My mom was calm, but I could see the tension in my dad's face as he tried to keep things under control. Before they left, my dad knelt down to my level, placing his hands on my shoulders. "You're going to be fine, buddy," he said, his voice steady but with a hint of urgency. "We'll be back as soon as we can. Just stay inside, lock the doors, and don't answer the phone unless it's us. You're in charge, okay?" I nodded, trying to mirror his calmness. I wasn't scared, at least that's what I told myself. I was excited, actually. It was the first time I'd be home alone at night, and I felt grown up, ready to prove that I could handle it. As they drove off, I stood by the window, watching the taillights of their car fade into the darkness. The house felt different without them there. Bigger, emptier. But I wasn't afraid. I had my favorite movie queued up, a bag of chips, and a can of soda. It was going to be a fun night. Or so I thought. It was around 1 a.m. when I started to feel uneasy. The movie had just ended and the house was dead silent. I remember thinking how strange it was that a house could feel so empty, so still, as if it was holding its breath. I got up to turn off the TV, the remote heavy in my hand. As I crossed the living room, I caught a glimpse of something out of the corner of my eye. Movement, just outside the front door. I froze, my heart skipping a beat. I told myself it was probably nothing. Maybe a car driving by, the headlights casting shadows on the porch. But when I looked closer, I realized the shadow wasn't from a car. It was a person. I couldn't see them clearly. Just the faint outline of a figure standing outside, barely visible through the frosted glass of the front door. They were tall, their shoulders hunched as if they were trying to stay out of sight. I stood there for what felt like an eternity, my mind racing. Who could it be? My parents weren't supposed to be back yet, and they had the only other key. No one else knew I was home alone, at least no one who should have known. Then, slowly, the doorknob began to turn. My breath caught in my throat as I watched the handle twist back and forth, the faint rattle of metal against metal filling the silence. Whoever it was, they were trying to get in. Panic surged through me, and I bolted for the hallway, my bare feet slapping against the hardwood floor. I knew I had to hide, but where? My room felt too obvious, too easy to find. The closets were too small, too cramped, but there was one place I knew they wouldn't think to check. The hall closet. The hall closet was narrow, just wide enough for coats and shoes, with a small shelf above for storage. I had hidden there during hide-and-seek games with my friends before, and no one had ever found me. It was cramped, and the smell of old leather and mothballs filled the air, but it was my best option. I squeezed myself inside, pulling the door shut as quietly as I could. My heart was pounding in my chest so loud that I was sure whoever was outside could hear it. I pressed myself against the wall, trying to make myself as small as possible. My eyes fixed on the sliver of light that seeped through the crack in the door. I waited, every muscle in my body tense, my ears straining for any sound. For a moment, there was nothing, just silence, thick and oppressive, like the whole world had stopped moving. I started to hope that maybe the person had left, that they had given up and walked away. But then I heard the creak of the front door opening. I bit down on my lip to keep from gasping, my body trembling with fear. The intruder was inside the house. The sound of footsteps followed, slow, deliberate, as if they were taking their time. The footsteps echoed through the hallway, growing louder as they approached the living room. I could hear the soft thud of something heavy being set down, followed by the faint rustle of fabric. Whoever it was, they weren't alone. I could hear low voices speaking in hushed tones, though I couldn't make out what they were saying. My mind raced with possibilities. Burglars? Kidnappers? Worse? I squeezed my eyes shut, trying to block out the terror that was threatening to overwhelm me. I didn't dare move, didn't dare breathe too loudly, afraid that even the slightest noise would give me away. And then, the voices stopped. I opened my eyes, my breath hitching in my throat as I listened. The footsteps were moving again, this time heading down the hallway, toward me. The sound of footsteps grew closer, each step sending a jolt of fear through my body. I could see the shadow of someone moving just outside the closet door, their outline barely visible through the crack. I held my breath, praying they wouldn't find me. But then the closet door began to open. I bit down on my lips so hard that I tasted blood, my heart hammering in my chest as the door creaked open, inch by inch. I tried to make myself as small as possible, pressing myself against the back wall, hoping that the darkness would hide me. The door stopped halfway open, and for a moment, nothing happened. I could hear the intruder's breathing, slow and steady, just inches away from me. My mind raced with possibilities. What would they do if they found me? Would they hurt me? Worse? But then, the door suddenly slammed shut. I nearly jumped out of my skin, my heart pounding so hard I thought it might burst. I could hear the intruder moving away, their footsteps retreating down the hallway. I stayed hidden.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Scared to move, listening as the footsteps grew fainter and fainter until finally they were gone. But I knew better than to come out. The intruders were still in the house, and I couldn't risk being seen. I could hear them moving around, opening drawers, rifling through cabinets, their voices low and tense. They were looking for something, money, valuables, anything they could take. I heard one of them curse under their breath, frustrated at not finding what they were looking for. The minutes dragged on, each one feeling like an eternity. I wanted to cry, to scream, but I knew I had to stay quiet. I was alone, and no one was coming to help me. Finally, after what felt like hours, I heard the front door creak open again. The intruders were leaving. I stayed in the closet, my body trembling, waiting until I was sure they were gone. I didn't dare move until I heard the sound of a car engine starting outside, followed by the screech of tires on the pavement. And then, silence. I didn't come out of the closet right away. I was too scared, too shaken by what had just happened. I kept expecting the intruders to come back, to realize they had missed something, and return to finish what they had started. But they didn't. When I finally gathered the courage to leave my hiding place, the house was eerily quiet. The living room was a mess. Cushions thrown off the couch, drawers pulled out and emptied onto the floor, papers scattered everywhere. They had taken anything valuable they could find. Jewelry, electronics, even the cash my parents kept in the kitchen drawer. I wandered through the house in a daze, the fear still gripping me, but a new emotion creeping in, anger. They had invaded my home, my safe place, and there was nothing I could do about it. I found the phone on the floor where they had tossed it after cutting the line. My hands were shaking as I dialed 911, my voice barely steady as I told the operator what had happened. The police arrived quickly, their flashing lights casting an eerie glow on the walls as they searched the house and took my statement. I told them everything I could remember. The shadows, the voices, the way they had searched the house like they knew exactly what they were looking for. But when it was all over and the police had left, I was alone again. The house felt different now, no longer a place of safety, but a place where bad things could happen. A place where strangers could walk right in and take whatever they wanted. My parents came home the next morning, exhausted but ecstatic after the birth of my sister. But their joy turned to horror when they saw the state of the house and heard what had happened. My dad held me tightly, his hands trembling as he apologized over and over for leaving me alone. My mom cried, her tears falling onto my hair as she hugged me. But the damage was done. The intruders were gone, and they had taken more than just our valuables. They had taken my sense of safety, my belief that my home was a place where nothing bad could happen. For weeks after, I couldn't sleep. Every noise made me jump. Every shadow made me shiver with fear. I kept expecting the intruders to come back to finish what they had started, but they never did. It's a reminder that no place is truly safe. It was supposed to be a chill night. My parents had gone out for a dinner party, leaving me home alone for the first time in what felt like forever. I was a teenager, finally trusted enough to hold down the fort by myself, and I was looking forward to it. No siblings to bother me, no parents telling me to turn off the TV or do my homework. Just me, a bowl of popcorn, and hours of uninterrupted video games. The house was quiet, the kind of quiet that only comes when everyone else is gone. It was comforting at first, a peaceful kind of silence that made the whole place feel like it was truly mine. I settled into my favorite spot on the couch, the game controller in hand, and lost myself in the pixelated world on the screen. But as the hours ticked by, that silence started to feel different. The clock on the wall ticked louder, the hum of the refrigerator in the kitchen became more pronounced, and every little noise of the house made me pause, my heart skipping a beat. I told myself it was nothing. Old houses make noise, and I was just being paranoid. Besides, I was having fun, and I wasn't about to let a few creaky floorboards ruin my night. But then, just as I was about to finish a particularly tough level, something caught my eye. Movement. Outside the window. At first, I thought it was just the reflection of the game on the glass. A trick of the light that made it look like something was moving outside. But when I glanced over, I saw it clearly. A figure, sitting on the deck. My heart skipped a beat, and I felt a cold sweat break out on the back of my neck. The deck was right outside the living room window, visible from where I was sitting. But the figure was positioned so that I couldn't see their face. Just the outline of their body hunched over, almost as if they were waiting for something. I paused the game, my hands suddenly clammy around the controller. I squinted, trying to make out who it was. Maybe it was one of my friends playing a prank on me, or a neighbor who had wandered over. But then, as I watched, the figure turned slightly, and I caught a glimpse of their face. It wasn't anyone I knew. I froze, my mind racing as I tried to process what I was seeing. The figure was a man, older than me, probably in his late 30s or early 40s. He had short, dark hair and was wearing a plain hoodie. The hood pulled up to obscure most of his face, but what I could see was enough to send a chill down my spine. He was smiling. Not a friendly smile, but a wide, unsettling grin that stretched across his face, as if he found something incredibly amusing. His eyes were fixed on the house, but they didn't seem to focus on anything in particular. Just staring, unblinking. I swallowed hard, my pulse quickening. This wasn't normal. Whoever this guy was, he wasn't supposed to be here. I considered going outside, confronting him, but something held me back. There was something about the way he was sitting there, so still, so silent, that made me feel like I shouldn't get any closer. Instead, I stood up slowly, trying not to make any noise, and moved to the window for a better look. The man didn't react, didn't even seem to notice me. He just kept staring ahead, that eerie grin never leaving his face. And then, he started to laugh. It was a strange laugh, barely audible through the glass, but I could see his shoulders shaking, his chest rising and falling with silent chuckles. There was no sound, just the movement, like he was laughing at a joke only he could hear. I felt a wave of nausea roll over me. This wasn't just some random guy, it was someone who clearly wasn't right in the head, and he was sitting on my deck, laughing to himself. I took a step back, my mind racing with what to do next. My parents weren't going to be home for hours, and I didn't want to call them and freak them out unless it was absolutely necessary. But I couldn't just ignore this either. I decided to lock the doors. At least that way, if he tried to come inside, he wouldn't be able to get in. I moved quickly, trying to stay as quiet as possible. I locked the front door, then the back door, making sure every window was securely shut. The whole time, I could feel the man's presence on the deck. That silent laughter echoing in my mind. But when I returned to the living room to check the sliding glass door that led to the deck, my heart nearly stopped. The man was standing right up against the glass, his face inches from the door. I stumbled back, nearly tripping over the coffee table as I scrambled away from the door. The man was still grinning, his hands pressed flat against the glass, his breath fogging up the window. I could see him more clearly now, the pale, sickly tone of his skin, the dark circles under his eyes. And that grin, it was like he was enjoying this, like he knew exactly how terrified I was and was relishing every second of it. I wanted to scream, to call for help, but my voice caught in my throat. Instead, I backed away, my heart pounding in my chest, trying to put as much distance between myself and that door as possible. The man didn't move. He just stood there, watching me, his eyes tracking my every step. And then, without warning, he reached for the door handle. My breath hitched as I realized what he was trying to do. He was going to come inside. I bolted for the door, reaching it just as the handle started to turn. I yanked it back, locking it with trembling hands just as the man pulled on the handle from the other side. For a moment, we were face to face, separated only by the thin pane of glass. I could see the amusement in his eyes, the twisted pleasure he was getting out of this. He tugged on the door again, harder this time, but it held firm. I stepped back, my mind racing. What was he going to do next? Would he try to break the glass? Was he armed? I didn't know, and the uncertainty was almost worse than anything else. But then, to my surprise, the man let go of the handle. He stepped back, his grin widening as he tapped the glass with his finger, like he was playing some kind of game. And then he laughed again. A soundless, eerie laugh that made my skin crawl. I couldn't take it anymore. I ran to my room, slamming the door behind me and locking it, my heart pounding in my chest. I grabbed my phone, my hands shaking as I dialed 911. The operator's calm voice was a stark contrast to the panic I felt. I tried to explain what was happening, but my words came out in a rush, almost incoherent. There's a man on my deck, trying to get inside. He's just standing there, laughing. The operator assured me that the police were on their way, but it felt like an eternity before I heard the distant wail of sirens. I stayed on the phone, my eyes glued to the crack under the door, half expecting to see shadows moving outside. My mind raced with worst-case scenarios. What if the man broke in before the police arrived? What if he wasn't alone? But then, just as I was about to lose hope, I heard the sound of heavy footsteps outside, followed by loud knocks on the front door. Police! Open up! I almost cried with relief. I unlocked my bedroom door and ran to the front door, throwing it open. Two officers stood there, their faces serious, but the sight of them made me feel like I could finally breathe again. Are you okay? One of them asked, his voice calm but urgent. I nodded, still shaken. He was on the deck, trying to get inside. The officers exchanged a glance, then one of them motioned for me to stay inside while they checked the perimeter. I watched from the doorway as they moved around the house, their flashlights cutting through the darkness. But when they returned, their expressions were grim. We didn't find anyone, one of them said. Are you sure he was out there? I nodded, feeling a fresh wave of fear. He was right there, at the door. The officer sighed, glancing at his partner. We'll file a report and have someone keep an eye on the area tonight. But if you see anything else, anything at all, call us immediately. I nodded numbly, the reality of what had happened finally sinking in. The man was gone, but the fear remained, gnawing at the edges of my mind. The police stayed for a while, making sure the house was secure and taking down my statement. They tried to reassure me, telling me it was probably just a vagrant or someone playing a prank, but I could see the concern in their eyes. When they finally left, I was alone again, the silence of the house now oppressive. I couldn't bring myself to go back to the living room, to face the sliding glass door where the man had been standing. Instead, I stayed in my room, every little noise making me jump. I didn't sleep that night. Every time I closed my eyes, I saw that grin, those dark, soulless eyes staring back at me. I kept imagining him coming back, finding a way inside, and what would happen if he did. When my parents finally came home in the early hours of the morning, I practically ran to them, blurting out everything that had happened. They were horrified, of course, but by then, it was too late. The man was gone, and there was nothing they could do. We called the police again, but they found no trace of him. No footprints, no fingerprints, nothing. It was like he had never been there at all. For weeks after that night, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. Every time I walked past the living room, I felt the urge to look out at the deck to make sure it was empty. I double-checked the locks on every door and window, never leaving anything to chance, but no matter what I did, I couldn't get that man's face out of my mind. That twisted grin, those silent laughs, it was like he had etched himself into my memory, a reminder that no matter how safe I thought I was, there was always something out there, waiting to find a way in. Even now, years later, I still get chills when I think about that night. I've moved on, tried to forget, but the fear lingers, a dark shadow that follows me wherever I go. I've already moved out of my parents' house, but sometimes, late at night, when I'm home alone and the house is silent, I can still feel him there, standing just outside the window, watching, waiting, laughing.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.